Hello.
Is this on? Yeah, it's on.
I can't really hear anything. Hello?
I think mine's on. Hello? I can hear myself.
Hello? Oh, I can hear.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Sounds Escaping, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
Boom, boom!
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, today, two of us are here, and...
In the flesh.
And then Fiona is in the phone. Say hi.
Hi, I'm in the phone.
It sounds really good.
Help, get me out.
Yeah, I stuck her in my phone. We're not letting her out until January.
Oh my god, it sounds really real. It sounds really real.
Well, apart from trapping Fiona in the phone, it's nice to be back. We haven't been... Shut up. We haven't been here in a few weeks.
Yeah, be quiet. We'll let you out when you're ready.
Fiona, I have all the power in my hands. I'm going to put you on mute. I'm joking. Haven't been here in a few weeks, which is funny, sort of.
It's a little funny. Wait, were we not here 2 weeks ago?
No.
Oh, yeah, we weren't. And the 2 weeks before that?
I don't think so. I think we were here...
No, I think we were here 4 weeks ago.
November 6th, I think, was the last time we were here. I did check actually a few days ago because I wanted to send someone one of our our archives for the radio, and I couldn't find it because they delete after 2 weeks. So it's definitely been over 2 weeks.
Do they really delete after 2 weeks? Because I feel like I've been able to see that.
No, they do. I think it's new because I was checking, and then I was talking to someone, and I was like, yeah, a radio show. And whenever I say that, I think it's really funny because they're always like, oh, so it's a talk show. I'm like, not exactly.
We talk.
It's like hanging out with like three people you're friends with, but you don't talk the whole time.
Get me out of here!
No, you're stuck in the phone forever.
Oh, you guys, I have an exam tomorrow at 8:30 a.m. I might have to go at like 12:20 or something.
Yeah, that's so.
If that's okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna eat you. I also have two papers due tomorrow, but you know
your
what?
Your thesis stuff is due at 10, right?
Yeah, but I'm just going to finish that, I think, tonight, and then submit that, and then tomorrow I have something else. But it'll be okay. It'll be okay, I think.
Yeah. I don't think mine will be okay. I didn't study at all.
Well, maybe crazy curve.
Yeah,
that's
I
happened.
Think, well, my idea is that I'm going to leave here at, like, 12, 20, 25 or something, go home, go immediately to sleep, and then wake up at, like, 6.
6?
Or, like, 6:30.
To be fair, I was going to wake up at 7, so I don't know why I'm acting like that.
Maybe 6:30, and then just, like... You know, take my medicine and grind a little and then take the exam. Because I realized, like, I was looking at the wrong exam review because I was looking at exam 3 thinking that this was our third exam because it's like, sorry. You know, like...
It's not funny, but it's funny.
But it was actually... No, it's our final exam, right? So it's, like, not exam 3. So then I, like, actually looked at the final exam thing, like, for the first time an hour ago.
Mm.
And it was, like, all about this, like, book that I haven't really, like, fully read that we read in our class. And also that I skipped, like, two classes about going over it, so... Also, I didn't go to the review session. I'm not gonna do well. I think I've just, like, processed that. I'm like, whatever. Don't even care.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Fiona?
I say process it.
What does that mean?
I honestly...
Oh, Fiona, thank you for my review board comment. I was with Marina, and then... Oh, that's also why I tried to FaceTime you earlier. Because I was gonna...
Oh, wait, I didn't get a call at all.
What?
She's lying.
Oh, but then I looked at your location, and you were, like, in Manhattan at some sort of, like, bar or something.
What? I was not at a bar.
Were you in Manhattan?
Wait, she's lying.
On the Lower East Side.
I was in the Lower East Side. I was in Chinatown today.
Okay.
She's lying.
I did not get a thingy at all, I swear. Oh, wait. What the heck?
It's okay, don't worry about it. Because I was able to tell you now.
Oh.
Now you know.
Glad. I'm very glad. Yeah, I was in a movie, so maybe that was why.
Oh, definitely.
What movie did you see?
It was Magnetic Pleasure.
And
you totally broke up. Just, what'd you say?
Oh, it's a documentary called Synthetic Pleasures.
Oh.
Is it for your class?
Yeah, just to have an extra screening for the... Ah! Oh my god, Suki!
Oh, look.
Oh, Suki! Suki's a cat, if you're listening. The best
Nobody's
cat.
Nobody's listening.
Yeah, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Polly just texted me.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Polly.
Or should we say the Joker?
Hey.
The Joker. I don't think Polly's the Joker.
Don't you dare eat my wife.
I don't think so either, honestly.
If you weren't listening to our radio show 2 years ago, which I wouldn't blame you if you weren't.
Yeah.
It was 2 years ago. We got a call from someone in the middle of the night, and then they were prank calling us, and they kept saying, what did they, they're like, this is the Joker.
Yeah. And then what is the classic catchphrase?
The Joker's classic catchphrase?
Yeah, it's like, do you want to know how I got my smile? Or something like that.
I thought it was like, why so serious?
That was that. And then also like something about the smile thing. And it was just like really
weird. It was really late and we were scared. And Polly, if you're still listening and that was you, you need to text me right now and tell me that. Because
I'm still freaked out about it. And like, it's okay. Like, I won't be mad. I won't be mad. I will actually be like so relieved.
I would think it's funny.
I would think it's hilarious.
Yeah. Also, what I was going to say, Fiona, when you mentioned that you saw a movie, was that if we have time, which, I mean, kind of never do, because we like to chat. We like to yap a little. Remember when we saw... Polly just texted me.
What did Polly say?
The Joker? Question mark? It was not me.
You could have just said it was you, Polly, and then that really filled me with so much relief.
The Joker's still out there.
The Joker's still out there. Honestly, you know what the funniest part is? That the person who was the Joker, like, on the phone, they felt so bad. Because I just kept being like, what? Like, who is this? This is, like, really scary. And then he was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm just, like...
But, like, still in the voice.
Yeah, like was really apologetic.
It was funny.
You know, maybe it was the Heath Ledger.
From the grave?
Not in the flesh, though.
From the grave.
From the grave.
But I was gonna say, I put on the song, We Saw Saltburn, last week. And one of the songs that's in it is whatever, it's been trending. Oh my god, stop doing that. I listened to it 8 times today in the shower. I just couldn't stop listening to it. And so I put it on
this one?
Yeah, I put it on the set list. I hope we get to listen to it because I'm going to have a dance party by myself. Stop doing that.
Okay,
this is driving me crazy.
It was a squeaking of opening the door for Fiona.
Wait, can I just say, can we just actually... Okay, I did organize this set list based off of, like, what sounds best one after the other, but can we just have fun for a second so I can play that right now? Because I want to hear it.
That's totally fine.
Okay, we're playing Murder on the Dance Floor.
But then we're going to play Zombie.
And then we're going to play Zombie sense. Because it... Oh, because it... Oh, it's so smart. Like, you murder someone on the dance floor, they become a zombie, and then right after Zombie, we're going to play...
In Your Head.
That was the next song. That's a good song though, the Jason Derulo song, In My Head. No, but we're not playing that. We're not playing that. After
that's a
line,
from Zombie, bro.
I know. I thought you were talking about the song.
There's too many songs. Everything's a song now.
Like. After Zombie, then we're playing What Is Love, because that's my favorite song ever. Anyway, let's get to it. Let's put on some Murder on the Dance Floor.
And guess what? You can't be hurt because you're a zombie.
That's a good point.
Guess what?
What?
Help!
Okay. You're like out of breath. Guess what? Nobody opens the door for a native New Yorker.
Bye.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, but you better not kill the groove. Hey, it's murder on the dance floor. But you better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. There may be others. And so. You're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take
Shout out to Isabel for listening. I can't even hear. Oh, here we go. Shout out to my sister Isabel for listening while she's stuck on her plane. I hope you get to Iceland soon, Isabel. And I hope the Strikers get what they want. Okay, back.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, it's fine. This is one of my favorite songs, so if you're listening, get up and dance, and then sit back down.
I don't know.
Mics are on.
Yeah, mics are on. Mics are on.
Hello?
Yeah. Your mic's on.
Mics are on.
Oh, sorry. Mic is not on. Your mic is on.
That's
now.
What I thought. Mics are on. Hope you enjoyed those last few songs. That really is my favorite song ever. Fiona, I cannot hear a single thing you're saying. Here, I have one headphone on and one headphone off.
You gotta wait. No, just put her into the mics and you can hear her.
Oh yeah, yeah. You're on the mic, Fiona.
Is my mic on?
Yes, yeah, your mic's on.
You're on my mic. We're sharing one.
Oh, mm.
Oh, Fiona, you should do the PSA.
It's not.
Oh, oh yeah. Send it to me.
No, just do it right now.
PSA.
Wait, no, we can't. We actually have to do it for real because they're probably, like, quality monitoring, like, right now.
Yeah, someone's gonna do quality control and they're gonna be like, that's not a real PSA.
They're gonna hear all the stuff we've been talking about when our mics have been off.
That would be really terrible. That would be really terrible.
And if you are doing quality sound control and you do happen to hear something, be a real one and don't say anything. Thank you.
Yeah, because we did that once and then I had to boot Elena off off the mic. That was fun. There was a summer that Elena and I were here. And we were on on the radio, and there was one particular show we did. Do you remember which one I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. When I pulled up, and there was so... Also, Fiona was supposed to be there. This was, like, during the year, and then I came, and I was the only one who came, and then there was just, like, a bunch of, like, the whole e-board was here, like, doing stuff, and, like, we didn't have a normal time, so it was, like, kind of late, and so I was just like, oh, like, hi, guys, and then I came in, and, like, I talked for a bit. And so then I thought the mic was turned off. It was not turned off. And so then when Claire pulled up, I was like, oh my gosh, Claire, there's so many people here. Like, so scary. Like, all this
and
stuff.
I ran here, too. I ran here.
You did. And then we realized that the mic was still on and that the entire e-board of the WMFO
heard what you were saying. That was so funny.
It was really funny. I wish I had saved the clip.
I wish I had saved it, too, because I wish they kept any of our stuff archived because there were so many good memories we had. Like, that time, and then all the other times.
Every single other time.
I was thinking also of the song you played that was, like... can I just play it for a second? You're gonna know exactly...
God, I already know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna play just for, like, 2 seconds. I have to find it.
You know what I wish we had recorded our first show, and then at our last show, we could have, like, listened to it before or something. Aww. Or, like, after...
Yeah,
that would be cute.
But I don't think we would have ever thought that far ahead.
No, oh, definitely,
like,
not.
I don't think that would have been a thought. I
remember when we were first starting out, we were not as close as friends. Like, no, we weren't. Fiona were really good friends, and so I remember being, like, really scared.
I was, like, nervous too.
Scared.
I wasn't, like, scared. I was nervous.
She was so scared, guys. She was so scared.
I was terrified. Claire was gonna eat me.
I was gonna eat you.
I was so scared.
I was gonna punch you in the face. I was gonna throw you into
stop
the chows.
In my head.
In
the chows.
The chows.
And then you were gonna. What's up?
Just a glue who brings everybody together.
Okay, yada yada. I'm literally still looking. Oh, I found it. I found it. Elena, can you put the, can you put the, sorry, I don't know why, it just made me laugh. Can you put the music on?
This is your phone.
Put the music on for a sec, I want them to hear the song, because it's bonkers.
Ugh.
It's not bonkers, like, the song isn't, the song Bonkers by Dizzy Rascal.
All right, it's on.
Okay, here we go. Wait, turn it up.
It's up as they won't let me turn it up higher.
Oh my god.
Fiona's face right now.
Listen, Fiona.
Help!
Okay, enough. I'm not listening to that anymore.
And I played that unironically by accident.
That was so funny. And then another time, Elena and I were, like, walking around Harvard. We had gotten...
same time.
You know, it was the same... No, but this was, I think this is after.
Oh!
We went to
time,
Pinocchio's, and then we just, like, sat on a bench, and I could not stop laughing thinking about that. And also the girl who sings, and I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Yes,
but, like,
yes.
But the girl that does, like, the YouTube cover, and she keeps, like, messing up. That's so funny.
Might as well play it.
Might as well play it. I'm
might
pulling
well
it up.
Play
I'm pulling
it, like,
it
why
up.
Not?
I have a screenshot of when I looked it up one time because I was like, girl, Whitney Houston.
You know what I also like? The that clip of Gabby Hanna where she's like in the car and starts screaming. I'm gonna pull it up.
Okay.
You can't stop me. Unfortunately, we're on the radio, so you can't see visuals, but if you want to see this video, search Gabby Hanna car scream, and it's a really good video. I really recommend it.
Oh, I found it. Okay, I think that the title of the video is a little, it's a little over the top. Psycho girl tries to sing, "I will always love you." So let's just listen to a little bit. I'm not going to make you listen to all of it because it's way too long. I hope I don't get an ad. Okay. Enough. I don't think I can hear her scream anymore.
I have to do the Gabby Hanna one.
Okay, yeah.
Wait, hold on. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Wait, guys, give me a second. Oh.
Did you find it? Okay.
Oh.
Well, that was great.
That wasn't even like a good clip, but that's whatever. Like, you got the gist.
Yeah, I got the gist. She's I totally got the gist. Attention. We need to get the PSA in order, so I think we'll cue up the next song and then pick out a really awesome PSA for Fiona to read super fast. We like to make Fiona read them as fast as she can. So anyway, here's the Arctic Monkeys. I don't know if you say the in front of it, but I do.
Maybe I should just like wake up. Okay, all right, do it.
Oh, that's not, what in the F, Fiona?
It's ready. Here we go.
Now you only get it in your nightdress. Discarded all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems to fit to the past though. That bloody memory's like an El Tabasco. Remember when you used to be a rascal? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when it's down. Looking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the bars were all electric? And now when she told she's gonna get it, I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to not getting sentimental. Said she wasn't going but she went still. Like a gentleman or to be gentle. Was it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are slag. The best you ever had. The best you ever had is just a memory. And those dreams, when as daft as they seem. As daft as they seem, my love, when you dream them overflow. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Took her left off last lap lane. Just sounding it out. But you're not coming back again. You're falling about. You took her left off last lap lane. You were just sounding it out. But you're not. Get it in your fishnets. Now you wanna get it in your nightdress. You just gotta know.
is I cannot tell if the mics are on.
Checking the mics. Okay, I got it. The mic is on. Well, that was Fluorescent Adolescent Adolescent by the Arctic Monkeys. Hopefully you're enjoying so far. My trusted companion, Elena, just went to the bathroom, so I'm left alone with the keyboard, and I haven't operated it in a few months, so I'm trying my best. I'm doing my darndest. But here's Fiona, and she's going to give us the PSA, because we are obligated to do that every single show. So take it away, Fiona.
Hi. Here we are obligated to say pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road for bye-bye. Both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that the drivers may not see you. Continue to wait, watch for traffic. As you cross, always use crosswalks and obey all traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio, hashtag keep it freeform, hashtag soundscaping complete and utter chaos, hashtag help, help, I'm stuck in this phone.
You're stuck in the phone and I'm not letting you out.
They're forcing me to do the obligation PSA.
You like doing it.
I do.
You love doing it. I just saw Elena running here. You're here.
I was just quiet. And I was like, oh no.
But I got it. I figured it out.
Yeah. Do you want me to do it again?
No. No.
I'll move to this. Because I'm probably
going to hit. Okay. Da, da, da. What the F? Skip correction.
Hey.
Entertain me for a sec. I gotta turn my computer back on.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello,
Did you say entertain Fiona for a second?
No, she said entertain me.
Yeah, I like being entertained. Oh. Okay. Bye, you guys.
Hello.
I just keep doing this post.
It's like the heftiest chair in the whole world. Is your mic on? I can't
Yeah, it is. Okay. And yours is too.
Okay. Well, I know mine's on.
Hey, wait, hold on. I should take some photos on Facebook.
Okay. Da, da, da. Oh gosh. This is so loud.
I feel like I'm the
what's up?
I feel like when I do this pose I'm like a Long Island mother.
Long Island.
With the haircut. Like Long Island medium. She's a fake. She's a fraud. I know it.
Really?
Yeah, because... Oh, also the celebrity one. Have
no
you heard
way.
About them? There's a celebrity one. Like, obviously,
no
you could just Google it. Like, it's not crazy. Like,
celebrity
media. It's literally a Wikipedia... You're reading a Wikipedia page, essentially. Like, I don't believe it. I'm sorry. Oh, 10% battery.
Ugh. You're going to have to FaceTime Fiona from your phone.
But I'm not going to be here.
Just kidding. Okay, it can survive for 20 minutes. That's what I'm going to say.
I think it can.
Yeah, totally.
You know, my neck might go silent though. Oh. You could probably set it like this.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I can just, yeah. She's chilling. I was gonna say, every time we make a set list for Soundscaping Complete and Utter Chaos, which is not that often because we haven't been showing up, I overestimate how much stuff we can put on here, and I get so sad every time because then I'm left with this fun playlist, but then I keep all of them. And I put them on my Spotify, and it's, like, all I listen to. But that sucks, because then every year, for Spotify Wrapped, it's just the same. It's the same songs every single year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is your
Are
number
we
one
still
artist?
On air?
Yeah.
Mine is King Cruel.
King Cruel. Interesting. Fiona, who was your number one artist? Was it Lana Del Rey?
Besides Lana Del Rey?
No. Who was it? Was it Lana Del Rey?
Yeah, it was Lana Del Rey.
My second one was Lana.
She's always in, like, the top four for me.
My second was The Sundays.
Dang. Yeah. We have a song by The Sundays coming up.
We do.
Oh, yeah. Wait. It's down below, but are we going to move it up?
I'll move it up. There's a few songs I have on my radar that I need to play, and that'll be one of
Maybe them. I should join the FaceTime call when I leave.
Yeah.
Wait, where are you going?
I have to go home and go to sleep because my exam's tomorrow.
Oh, wait, but then if you're on the FaceTime call.
Is my phone over there?
Yeah, right here. Well, our next song is technically, it's unreleased Frank Ocean, but everyone knows this song because Drake sampled it, because Drake samples everything.
Yeah.
Apparently.
What is this?
What, the song?
Yeah.
You're waiting in anticipation. Can you guess? Just guess. I want to hear you say
it. I'm literally waiting in anticipation.
Just throw something out there.
I'll be honest, I wasn't devastated.
No. No, not quite.
But you could have held my hand through this pain, yeah.
You're being such a goof because you are on this playlist and you can see what this song is.
Wait, hold on.
Let me pull it up.
I'll be honest. That's the only song I can hear right now in my head.
Well, why don't I get it started so we can listen to it? Because it's a great song. And for context, I was in a really bad mood yesterday because I was waiting for someone to respond to me about something, and it was stressing me out, and it put me in a bad mood. But you know what? I'm no longer in a bad mood. But that's all to say that I added a few songs that were pretty sad yesterday, and then when I woke up today and felt differently, I took most of them off, but I did not take this one off because I love it. So let's go.
I added White Dress also.
I saw. Okay, here's Frank Ocean.
Frank Wolfen.
Wise man closes his mouth, madman closes his fist, young man shows his age, judge man named his sin, bad man don't exist, no evil man exists, good man don't exist, no righteous man exists, sad man cannot cry in place where man can see, never witness father weep, this old man thought it weak. But strong men don't exist, nor undying man exists. Weak men don't exist, nor just flesh and blood exist. But your mother would be proud of you. I bet your mother would be proud of you. The beast will crawl this earth, then fall in the dirt to feed the crows. They'll rip apart his flesh till all that's left is glorious bone. So you'll bury your own to vain your son for hold. What you know you claimed, all you could hold. Until death did you part from the mess you made. I bet your mother would be proud of you. I bet your mother would be proud of you. Primate sharpens tools to survive and thrive in the jungle. Maybe hearts were made to pump blood. Maybe lungs were made for flood. I won't blunt my blade for cut these chains. Rather let my limbs be drugged through mud. You're my brother, but your eyes are cold. You're my sister, but your womb is bare. I bet I'm murdering. Bad men don't exist, Lord. Evil men exist. I know good men don't exist, Lord. Righteous men exist. Strong men don't exist, Lord. Undying men exist. Weak men don't exist, Lord. Just flesh and blood exist. You.
The mic is on, and we are about to play another sad song.
Sad songs.
We love sad songs, and we did play this on our last show, but, well, Fiona queued it up on our last show, and then afterwards I started listening to it a lot. So we're going to play it again, because it's so good.
It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's actually pretty, it's pretty great. It's pretty great.
Time cast a spell on you, but you won't forget me.
That's just like a little sneak peek. Just a little sneak peek of the song.
Time cast a spell on you.
Yeah, and she meant that. Here we go. This is Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac.
Thank you.
Well, hello. You beat me to it. Well, that was Silver Springs by Fleetwood Mac, which is an amazing song. So good. So good. How could you not listen to that like 5 times in a row? That's how I feel about it.
That's how I feel about it too, actually. And I'm not a copycat.
No, Fiona's not a copycat because she put me on to the song. So
it's so good, isn't it?
It's the best.
When I drove home with Audrey to New Jersey, we listened to it like 10 times.
Ah, I love that. Fiona puts me on to a lot of really great songs, and this is one of the reasons why we're such good friends, but only one of the reasons. There's probably like maybe a billion other reasons.
There's probably a billion gazillion.
A billion gazillion plus one.
I feel like you have such an epic music taste that I'm never putting you on to something. I just assume that you know it all.
No, I don't, honestly. Because you and then Leia, for anyone that's listening, my friend Leia also puts me on to really great music, and that's actually with the next song. I'm sorry, I've reordered it. I put Tommy Two Tone next. I'm sorry. I just really want to listen to it. Leia put me on to Tommy Two Tone because she was listening to it when we were at Oxford, and then I was like, wait, what is this song? It sounds so familiar, but I don't know it.
Even though I put you on first.
But are you sure? Because I feel like maybe you played it when I wasn't here.
I definitely played it on radio show, and I was, like, obsessed. I always become obsessed with it again because my mom's name is Jennifer, so she would always play it.
Yeah, it's like Stacey's mom vibe, but different.
Yeah. 8675309. And the Santa version is quite good, too.
Santa Jenny. Arnold Schwarzenegger version is also great. No, it's not, actually. I just made that up. It's terrible. And it came on one time because I was trying to listen to the original. And then for some reason, they played that version. And I was so taken aback because he gives you workout instructions in the middle of the song.
What?
I'll send it to you. It's crazy. He's like, okay, now we're going to do 30 pull-ups. And I'm like, wait, I just wanted to listen to Tommy Two Tone.
That's crazy. The Santa one goes, ho, ho.
In what part of the song?
At the beginning, because you know at the beginning how he goes, ho, bah, 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 bah. Instead it goes, ho, ho, oh. And then he goes, Santa, I got your number. I need to make you mine.
Okay.
Santa, don't change
your number. 8675309.
And there's bells in the background, jingle bells in the background the whole thing. It's quite good.
That's kind of sick. That's kind of sick. Well, okay, technically I should probably do this in 2 minutes instead of right now, but I'm just going to give you our outro, and then we're going to play some Tommy Two Tone, and then maybe I'll say bye, maybe I won't, and then maybe Fiona will say bye, maybe she won't, because my phone might die.
That's the truth. I'll say bye now just in case, but only to the people that I love and not to the haters.
I don't think any haters would be listening to our radio show right now.
That's good.
But you never know.
If you're a hate listener, I hope you get good content.
If you're a hate listener, stop it. And if you're a love listener, pray for me when I go home because I'm scared. I'm scared to leave here by myself.
If you're a love listener, know that I am looking out for you and I wish all the best and I wish upon you every time it's 11:11.
If you're a love listener, I wish upon a star every time I think of you. That's what I do. I messed that up, but we're going to pretend that I didn't. Because sometimes I just say the wrong things by accident. But we don't talk about it. We just gloss over it. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. And if you do listen, have the bestest rest of your day.
Love you lots.
Love you more. Anyway.
To our fans and lovers and haters.
I don't know if Katie's listening, but Katie, if you're listening, shout out Katie. Elena, if you're still listening, shout out Elena.
Shout out Elena.
Ezra, if you're listening, shout out Ezra. Who else would be listening? Isabel?
Shout out Marina. Shout out Isabel.
Shout out Polly.
Shout out any of the quality controls.
Yeah, if you're lucky enough to listen to our beautiful show.
I hope you enjoyed it. Shout out...
shout out Fiona for giving the best shout outs.
Shout out Claire for giving the bestest shout outs.
Ah, shucks. Well, on that note, this is Sounds Escaping, Complete and Utter Chaos, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio!
Exactly.